Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Rally Outlaws bowling team of January 26, 2024. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. The editor of the newsletter is Ginger Rush, and I'm Dick Hayden, volunteer reader for the North Carolina Reading Service. See below for the ABBA National Hotel information. Please plan ahead with your entry. The deadline for entry money is before the Good Friday holiday. Please don't forget to call Sharon at 919-740-1073 if you need a sub or if you want to sub. The lane assignments for week 12, lane 35, team 3, Gunslingers. Lane 36, Team 8, Rough Riders. Lane 37, Team 5, Midnight Bandits. Lane 38, Team 2, Strike Time. Lane 39, Team 4, Triple Threat. Lane 40, Team 6, Silver Bullets. Lane 41, Team 7, Hangmen. And Lane 42, Team 1, Sharpshooters. The substitutes for January 26, Lane 35, Team 3, out Van McLean. In Matt Bowers. And now some tournament news. There are two tournaments, the Charlotte Queen City Blind Bowlers and the ABBA National Tournament. First, the Charlotte Queen City Blind Bowlers. They're hosting a tournament on February 24. The alley is Bolero South Boulevard, located at 4501 South Boulevard, Charlotte, NC, 28209. The alley's phone number is 704-527-0333. Registration is $40. There is a 100% handicap, four-man teams wherever possible. Deadline for funds and entries is February 8. Send it to the Queen City Crushers, care of Peggy Washington, 5909 Grove Creek Lane, Charlotte, NC 28273. You can contact Peggy Washington at 704-726-9398 for more details. Special note for the Outlaws, the entry deadline is Friday, February 2. It's coming up pretty soon. The next one is the ABBA National Tournament preliminary information for Reno, May 19 to 23. And this information comes from Sandy McDaniel with some added items, I believe, from Ginger. Sandy writes, we will be staying at the Silver Legacy Resort Casino, 407 North Virginia Street, Reno, Nevada, 89501. The best way to make reservations is to go on the website by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter or call the Silver Legacy Reservation Line at 1-800-687-8733. And be sure to note that you would like to reserve a room in a group block at the Silver Legacy. Ask for the group rate for the ABBA Bowling Tournament 2024. The discounted room rate is $59 plus $30 resort fee plus $3 city fee plus 13.5% tax. That comes out approximately to $104 per night for two guests. Each additional person will be charged at a rate of $10 per person per night, with a maximum of four persons per guest room. The cutoff date to make reservations in the block is April 19, 2024. Guests are encouraged to make reservations as soon as possible to ensure availability. Please note a credit card will be required to secure reservations and will be charged for one night. It is standard policy to require a credit card upon check-in for incidental charges. They do provide complimentary airport shuttle service and self-parking. In-room Keurig coffee maker with Starbucks pods, a refrigerator, and an in-room safe are all provided, as well as access to all-new fitness center, public area Wi-Fi, and in-room Wi-Fi, plus printing of boarding passes. Check-in time is 3 o'clock p.m., and check-out time is 11 o'clock a.m., Any departures after 11 a.m. are subject to the full day charge. Each guest room must have at least one registered guest 21 years of age or older. The Silver Legacy Casino is a short walk from the hotel lobby. There's a snack shop and a coffee shop in the lobby. The casino also has several restaurants. And the Circus Circus Casino and El Dorado Casino are on either side of the Silver Legacy. The Circus Circus Casino has a food court with several different restaurants to select from. There's a 24-hour restaurant in the Silver Legacy. Go on the website and it lists all of the restaurants and the entertainment that they have. Coconut Bowl at 1855 East Lincoln Way in Sparks, Nevada, 89434, will be the bowling lanes that we will use this year. It's about 10 minutes away from the hotel. Transportation will be provided. We will be using 38 lanes for the competition. The lanes are in two sections, 22 lanes and 16 lanes. The bowling center is also a family entertainment center, which includes go-karts, miniature golf, pool tables, and two bars. The Water Dogs Snack Bar features a diverse menu including pizza, burgers, hot dogs, salads, and a variety of sandwiches and Mexican specialties. All of the food is made to order, but is also a quick and easy way to get some grub. The entry fee for the tournament is $80, and it is an additional $25 for the Masters. Registration for guests is $18. That's included in the $80 for those who are bowling. So if you have a guest planning to come, then please include their name and registration fee also. Tournament entries are due to ABBA by April 5. So Outlaws entries are due no later than March 22. We do not bowl on March 29 as that is Good Friday. Therefore, we're going to need to know who is going in order to make the teams up in time to get the entries to Sandy by the 5th. Please plan ahead and see Ginger or Sharon if you have a problem. Now, obviously, that last bit that I read came from Ginger, not from Sandy McDaniel. But it's all part of the same family, right? Okay. Next topic, the Disability Awareness Council. They're holding a workshop on transportation on February 16 and 23 from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at 100 Europa, E-U-R-O-P-A Drive, room 101, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, 27514. There is a Zoom option available. Topics that will be discussed at these workshops include disability types and awareness, customer service monitoring, and ADA updates. Training and technical assistance specialist Catherine L. Newman, N-E-W-M-A-N, will be speaking. You can register by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. The cost is $15 for persons with disabilities and $85 for professionals. Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association Winter Meeting. GMSAA members and friends, you are invited to our annual winter meeting. This meeting will be held on January 27, 2024, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on the GMS campus in the Weathers Hill Dining Hall, located at 329 Ash Avenue, Raleigh, NC. At this meeting, several activities of interest will take place. First, we will hold our general business meeting for the purpose of committee reports and any actions that need to be addressed at that time. Second, we also will provide several informational presentations, one of which pertains to an update on online absentee voting for persons who are blind or visually impaired. Third, our resource development committee will host a 50-50 raffle. Therefore, please bring your extra cash to participate in raising funds for the association. And for one of you to win some cash. Fourth, there will be a food and beverage provided to those in attendance. All we ask is that you make sure that all of your trash is properly disposed of before we depart. And fifth, you will also have an opportunity to pay your annual membership dues or life membership dues and or any convention reunion fees. And also, planning ahead for August, Margaret Carter, chairperson of the Resource and Development Committee, notes that as of right now, there are two others on the committee. They are Patricia Coley Duncan, and Daryl Eaton. If anyone else is interested in serving, please call me. That's Margaret Carter, 919-856-0034. Our main fundraising project for 2024 will be one in which every member of the organization will be able to participate. We are asking that everyone who is a member or a friend of GMSAAI turn in money representing their age to the committee during our Friday night activities at our August reunion convention. I will be 66 years old by then, so I will be turning in $66. You may come up with your own way to raise your money. Sell something, ask for donations from friends and family, or just take it out of your account and turn it in. Please, please take this matter seriously and do your best to support your organization. Now, some recipes that are guaranteed to bowl you over. Southern style honey barbecued chicken. Yum, yum. 2.5 to 3 pounds of chicken. That's the beginning line for the ingredients. Then you're going to need to salt and pepper to taste. 1 cup of thinly sliced onions. 3/4 cup of tomato sauce. 1/4 cup honey. 1/4 cup vinegar. 2 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce. 1 teaspoon of paprika. 1/4 teaspoon of hot pepper sauce. Here are the instructions. Preheat your oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. Place the chicken, skin side down, into a large baking dish. Sprinkle with salt and pepper to taste. In the bowl, combine the remaining ingredients and mix them well. Then pour that over the chicken and bake this puppy for about, well, I guess it's a chicken, not a puppy. Bake this chicken for 30 minutes. Turn the chicken and then bake it for 20 minutes more or until the chicken is glazed and no longer pink. Mm-mm. Hey, this one I haven't seen. Hamburger potato bake. Okay. Here are your ingredients list. 1 box of scalloped potatoes. 1 pound of ground beef. 1 onion. 1 can of cream of potato soup. 1 pack of bacon. And shredded cheese. It doesn't say how much, but we may find out as we go along. Cook the hamburger meat with onions and seasonings of your choice. Drain when the meat is fully cooked. Mix a can of soup with the hamburger meat. Then in a 13x9 pan, put your uncooked scalloped potatoes in the bottom. Mix the sauce pack in a separate bowl as directed on the box. Spread the hamburger meat and cream of potato mixture over the uncooked potatoes. Pour the sauce mixture over the top. Bake uncovered on 350 degrees for 25 minutes. While this is still in the oven, cut up your bacon into pieces and cook it, then set it aside when you're done. After 25 minutes, remove the pan from the oven. Top with the bacon pieces and shredded cheese. Just top it all over the place. That's how much shredded cheese to use. And then put it back into the oven for 10 minutes. Yum, yum, it's coming to you. Finally, the bowling schedule through February. Bowling will occur on January 26th, February 2nd, February 9th, February 16th, and the Charlotte tournament, February the 24th. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team, edited by Ginger Rush. This is a program, the content of which is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org. In the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. And thank you, and see you next time.